It seems like rage is all the rage these days. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We have road rage, airport rage, movie theater rage, and school rage. Almost every day we watch television reports about somebody who's lost it. And instead of the internet bringing us closer together, it has given a free and easy platform for the polarization of opinions to the extremes. We have name-calling instead of reason. We choose up sides. If you don't agree with my side of an issue, then you're stupid, narrow-minded, or a bigot. Intolerance isn't tolerated. A recent poll said that over half of Americans say that anger keeps them from sleeping, and nearly one in five say that anger has ruined their marriage or affected their sex lives. So, why are we so angry? One opinion is that we are so self-centered and our feelings of entitlement are so strong that our expectations are higher than ever. We expect everything to go our way, to be perfect, to make us happy. So when a waitress brings us the wrong beverage, a flight is canceled, or a customer is taking too long at the supermarket checkout line, well, we go ballistic. We see it as a threat to our dignity, an insult that somehow we have been demeaned. I have the right to expect perfection. In addition to our higher expectations, Americans have the highest stress levels in history. And stress reduces our tolerance for anything that slows us down, gets in our way, or threatens our self-esteem. We're always in a hurry, multitasking, driving while reading email, watching television while playing Candy Crush, and talking on the phone all at the same time. And if one thing goes wrong, and it will, we get angry. We heap this stress on our kids as well. We have them so involved in school, choir, soccer, cheerleading, gymnastics, Spanish club, or any other one of 100 activities that we jump them from one stressful situation to another, adding to their stress instead of letting them be kids and enjoy a stress-free lifestyle by keeping the organized activities to a selected few that they really enjoy. Well, how do we stop this alarming trend? How do we return to love thy neighbor? And more importantly, how can we possibly love a God we don't see when we are angry with our brother who we do see? Here's a few ideas. First of all, slow down. Life doesn't have to happen at 100 miles an hour. Enjoy the peace that comes from silence, taking a walk, reading a book, prayer, or just sitting silently for a few minutes. Two, put down the smartphone. I am surprised at the number of people who have their smartphone in their hands 24 hours a day. They even sleep with it by their pillow not to miss a text message or an email. Stop it! I leave my phone charging on the kitchen counter as soon as I get home from work. No smartphone at night and never in the bedroom. Number three, check email only 2 to 3 times a day. The reply can wait. We don't need to respond to every email or text message right now. And when you do check it, process your inbox until it's empty, then stick to the plan. Number four, limit your kids' activities to the few things they really enjoy. Having fun playing a sport is destroyed when they have 3 more activities they've got to get to today. Number five, show some kindness and consideration. Lower your expectations about perfection. That waitress who got your order wrong is stressed out too. Give her a break. Treat her with respect, and your service will improve. I have had several waitresses tell me they're afraid to wait on certain customers. They look for customers who treat them with respect and cut them some slack. You'll be amazed at the great service you'll get. And last, be humble. Don't take your frustrations out on others. Humility doesn't mean you think of yourself less, but that you think less of yourself. Let's try to replace our anger with kindness and gratitude. Maybe together we can make this a more peaceful world. With God's help. This is Tony Agnese.